Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Senator Ort, first off, your reaction to the Cuomo announcement about the lawsuit.
Well, long overdue, in my view. I was the first elected official to call for some kind of a lawsuit, to call for going after the IJC. Matter of fact, the governor reached out to me along with the attorney general after I had made the call, because, you know, this plan was approved by, this is a federally sanctioned plan. This was approved in the last days of the Obama administration, and this plan, either in total or in part, has been responsible for higher lake levels, flooding, and damages across much of my district and across the northern part of New York State along Lake Ontario. And to date, no financial remediation or assistance has come from the federal government. And I think that's wrong. And I think the people who live along Lake Ontario would tell you that they need help. They need a new plan. And absent a new plan, then the federal government has to ante up.
How much would it be for the federal government to ante up and be fair for those and make whole those who have been affected?
Well, the state has spent, you know, well over $100 million in damages or in remediation or in payments to homeowners over the past couple of years. You know, so it's probably impossible for me to come up with a hard number. But something has, you know, some assistance from the federal government, some acknowledge that either this plan is flawed and needs to be replaced, or if this is the new plan, if this is the new water management plan, I can tell you in plan 2014, in their own plan, the IJC and the people who put this plan together said that there would be damages to lakeshore communities and property owners. They acknowledged that, and yet they provided no funding. So, you know, this is a federally sanctioned plan. I know the president has put new people on the IJC, including Gene Corwin, and I applaud him for that. I think that's a good move. But ultimately, we need some kind of real relief very quickly, because right now, New York taxpayers are the only ones who have been paying for these damages. Either they paid for it in damage to their property, or they paid for it in their taxes, which have gone to try and remediate some of those damages that have occurred.
And as far as what the next step is, as far as helping damaged properties, whether it be homes or businesses, what can be done now, between now and the end of this lawsuit against the IJC?
Well, I know Commissioner Corwin and some of the other U.S. commissioners are looking at ways to change the plan. They're having, you know, discussions that I am not directly a part of. So I know they continue to look at ways to make this plan better. I don't know if that's possible. I think there are a lot of folks who live along Lake Ontario that would tell you that we need to go back to the old plan or scrap this plan altogether and start anew. But that takes time. That takes time. And, you know, I can tell you Alcott Beach has been closed two of the last three seasons. You know, if that keeps up, there's a real impact on that community from a sales tax perspective, from an economic perspective. While I'm glad the governor came out today and made this announcement, I can tell you that when this plan was being considered by then President Obama, the governor had a chance to weigh in, and he was silent. He made no, you know, he didn't talk about this plan at all when a lot of other people were talking about the potential ramifications. And he was noticeably silent. And, you know, it's never too late to do the right thing. And so I'm glad he is taking action today and following my lead, my call on this. But he had a chance when he had a Democratic president in the White House to say that this plan would be bad for New York. And I do not believe that that happened. And so that's too bad. That was a missed opportunity that New Yorkers and Lake Ontario property owners are paying for now. But again, I think this is a step in the right direction. I think it's going to get the IJC's attention and really drive the point home that we need to scrap this plan, or we need to make significant changes to it, or there needs to be dollars or maybe some combination thereof, because the people along Lake Ontario in my district and across New York State are paying for this plan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.